Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the continuation of the October Spooktacular. Now, this little nugget, this ghostly tale, comes courtesy of J.V. Hilliard, who last appeared on the podcast in episode 164. J.V. is known for being a best-selling epic fantasy writer and the author of the Warminster Saga. While the original episode was quite longer than this little nugget, I extracted this piece from it, a little bit of spectral mystery about a cemetery, a boy named Billy, and the little girl who was able to talk to him.
But I will say this, my cousin, when they were younger, they live about a half a block from a cemetery, and not even that, it's catty corner to a cemetery. And the my cousin has two children, they're twins, and the girl of the two is named Abby. And when she was younger, between 2 and 6, 2 and 7, she would have these visitations by this her imaginary friend named Billy. And, you know, of course, you're like, OK, well, what's Billy look like? And she's like, well, Billy rides a white horse and Billy carries a gun and Billy wears a blue shirt and or a blue jacket and things like that. As she got older, the attachment to the imaginary friend kind of went away. But, you know, my uncle swore that things would happen in the house all the time. Right. Like these magical things that would happen where stuff would disappear, stuff would get replaced. There's no way it would have moved. But then it did, all that other kind of stuff. And so they decided to do one of these little ghost things where you catch them on recorder. They started doing it and they captured these voices, and it prompted them to go visit the cemetery because she would say, Billy lives there. Billy lives across the street. Billy lives there. And he went over. And of course, on the hill where we live, there was a Union and Civil War battle. And the first graves in that cemetery were Union soldiers and this like crazy woman that fought with the Union and stuff like that. And lo and behold, there was a cavalryman whose name was William, who fought for the Union, who had died there. So horse, blue shirt, William, Billy, home. It was like that kind of stuff. Like it just creeps you out, right?
I hope you all enjoyed this little offering this October, and another reminder that this world is far more mysterious, and those who have passed before us are far closer than we understand. Just a little reminder of all of that. So when you think of someone that you've loved dearly, or even someone that you have despised, and they're no longer here, rest assured, friends, that they're probably a lot closer than you think.